Well, y'all know what that means. It's up and at 'em. The rooster crow, the pour of a hot cup of coffee, and Rosie on the house. An Arizona Saturday morning tradition for 26 years. Good morning, y'all. We're here in the garden, as we always are in the first hour of this show. My wife, sweet Jennifer, is our call screener. You'll dial 1-888-767-4348. She'll get your name, where you're calling from in the great state of Arizona, and what your landscape gardening or irrigation or fertilizing question might be for the day. And we've got a full band of experts here to answer any question you might have.
I don't know about you, but man, there was an extra sigh of relief this morning when I walked out on the patio. It felt like fall. It really did. The moisture in the air.
Don't tell it that. You'll
jinx us.
Yeah.
And I for once actually felt like doing something in the garden that I haven't felt like doing for 4 weeks. You do it because you have to, but man, it's been miserable. Yeah. This morning it was nice.
Jay. We went out to eat last night and sat outside at the restaurant on the patio. Yep. Yeah. There's a marked change in when it's in the 70s in the morning, as opposed to almost 90. It makes a huge difference.
Oh, it does. I mean, just feeding the horses in the morning. You know, they jumping around like rabbits.
Yeah.
You know, as opposed to just hanging their head down in the dirt and waiting for you to drop their flake in front of them.
Yeah.
It's fun to watch.
Too. I got
to
imagine the plants are feeling the same.
Especially after all that rain.
Oh,
you know,
man.
You get all that nice rain and all that free nitrogen out of that rainwater and don't have to water them with our city water, and oh yeah, just, you know, the humidity and the cool humidity, you know, so we have, you know, we've been humid, but it's been like 90 as the low, as opposed to being nice and humid and in the 70s. They just are able to recover. It's just amazing what happens to plants, you know, to lawns, to just the look of everything. Like, say, and the smell is, and driving in, I had to go to Mesa this morning real early, and driving in on the 202 coming in, you know, the air is clean.
Mm-hmm.
It's just everything about it has a whole different feel out there this morning.
And high school football has started. I mean, it's just everything. Everything's just wonderful.
There you go.
And the amount of rain that we got, it wasn't just like it came real fast and went. It was a couple days that it really saturated. So you could, I mean, a lot of times the rains can come so fast,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't do much good to turn off the rain sensor or flip your, you know. Mine's still off.
Oh, absolutely. We at our house, we had, I think, 3 days in a row measurable rain. So, you know, we had 2 or 3 tenths Sunday, and then I guess it skipped Monday, and then Tuesday was the big storm. We had, you know, like an inch and a half, and then again Wednesday or Thursday we had another 2 or 3 tenths. So, when you get it 2 or 3 times during the week, and you get a couple 3 tenths at a time, and then it makes a huge difference. And then it does soak in, and things are nice and moist. And yeah, hopefully, if you're in an area of town that got some significant rainfall over a few days, you do have your sprinkler timer turned off. If you don't, you at least need to reschedule, because it's cooler, the days are shorter, the nights are longer. You know, so we need to be in the mode now, and this is going to be the mode going here forward, where people can really save on their water bills. Not so much in maybe August or September. You're going to be able to reschedule some. If you've been watering your lawn 4 days a week, you can go to 3 days a week, that type of a thing. But as we get further into winter, that's when people just overwater. They just don't adjust their watering systems. Most people underwater in the summer and way overwater in the winter. And so that's when you can really affect your water usage, is more so in the wintertime here than in the summer. And there are times, and if we have the El Nino they're talking about this winter, there are some winters I've gone months without watering my lawn. I mean, literally maybe the whole season without actually watering it. So really pay attention to those sprinkler controllers. And if you don't have a controller that's easy to program, or a smart controller, they're not that expensive anymore. In fact, some cities will give you a rebate if you will switch to a smart controller, or at least get a controller. The new ones, you turn it to a percentage, it'll adjust by percentages. You don't have to know how to program a computer to go in there and do that. It's just real easy. And of course, going over there and flipping it to off is about the easiest thing you can do after a good rain. So make sure you've adjusted those sprinkler systems. The other thing, and I'm sure we'll talk a lot about fertilizing as we come, but it is time to start fertilizing your citrus and your palms and your almost everything in the landscape right now could use some fertilizer. With these recovering temperatures and this humidity, I've noticed already citrus trees starting to push new growth. Things are recovering and pushing new growth, and you need to give them the nutrients that they need to be able to do that, to recover from a long, hot summer. So time to be fertilizing just about everything in the landscape now.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE4U. As calls line up, we're going to talk a little bit about fertilizing. We have in studio with us Mr. Dan Lee, the inventor of biofeed fertilizers. It's something that's made right here in the state of Arizona for the Southwest. Dan, thanks for joining us.
Glad to be here. I appreciate it.
Now, this product is you started in 1986.
Correct.
And you started mixing this in your garage. What light bulb went off or what lightning strike hit that just made you say, you know what, I'm going to make a fertilizer?
Well, it wasn't exactly like that, but something like that. Actually, in the beginning, I started a lawn spray fertilizing service here in the Phoenix area and began to apply primarily chemical fertilizers. But I came to realize that the soils here just don't have the life that's required to really bring about healthy plants. Throwing nutrients at them is, of course, part of the scenario, but we need better soil. And I began to recognize that. So through years of research, trial and error, and product development, I have what today is called biofeed fertilizers that we sell through a number of stores, retails, and even through a lot of the commercial outlets. So landscapers have these products available.
And Jay had mentioned earlier fertilizing citrus. I'm looking on your website. There's a nice picture there, a full variety of citrus. It's a fertilizer that's not just specifically for one type or bush or plant.
Correct. One product that we have there on our website is called a Multi-Grow, and it's used for a wide variety of trees. It works well because it helps open up the soil to get nutrients moving down into the root zone and enhances the uptake of these nutrients. And our fertilizers are based on an organic concentrate solution that we call aminocarbon technology. And so this works synergistically with the plant, with the soil, to help kind of bring them closer together, so to speak, to help bring nutrients into the plant that are, even nutrients that are locked up in the soil, become more available when our products are applied.
And that's biofeedsolutions.com. You can find the product all over the state as well as online.
Yes,
and you can also talk to Dan this morning at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE4U. Let's start off this morning in Peoria with Ernie. Welcome to the program.
How you doing?
Very good. Go ahead.
Hey, yeah, I have a home that's 14 years old, and they put like a partial lawn in the front yard, and there's some metal edging. It's rotted out, and I need to replace it. And I was wondering if I could get metal edging, or do you recommend something else to replace it? It's kind of like a wavy shape.
Well, there are some steel edging products. I kind of like them. Depending on how big lawn is and what your landscape looks like, they're kind of invisible. It gives you kind of a no look line between the grass and your beds or your gravel or whatever you're using. Most of the commercial landscape supply places like Horizon or Ewing Irrigation, Sprinkler World, those places sell a commercial type steel edging, and that's probably what you want to go to. If you're using too light a weight metal, it can rust out on you pretty fast. So if you want to stay with that kind of invisible edging look, those would be the places that I would probably go try.
And all of those places, like you said, you're going to be able to see it, and along with other products, to see what else your options are. I don't know, in Peoria, the closest thing I can think of off the top of my head is Marvell on Thunderbird and about 67th Ave. There's a Ewing and Surprise.
Sprinkler World on West Bell Road, I think, or used to be on West Bell Road.
Yeah, 51st and Bell.
51st Avenue and Bell. So those type of places, certainly should be able to help you out with that. And of course, then if you want a whole different look, you could go with a Belgard product. You know, they have all kinds of pavers for if you want a, if you want an actual visible edging. The extruded concrete curbing can be done in a variety of looks and shapes and colors. So there's, it just depends on, you know, what you're looking, what you're looking for in a look or an appeal in your landscape.
And anything that goes up against the lawn will ultimately, and probably why we like the metal, or for this instance, when there's no visibility, you'll eventually see water stains from the sprinklers going off. That's just part of it.
Just part of it. There's not much you can do about that. And sometimes in small areas, small lawns, small uses, you don't want a bulky looking edging. It take, you know, it might take away, might dominate it. So that's when the, you know, the steel edging can be, you know, of a nice look.
Hey, we had Michael call in from Apache Junction, and he had a landscape design done in his front yard, and they kind of overplanted. So now he has a big bird of paradise he'd like to move. So he was wanting to know, does he hold back the water? Does he trim it down? What is the best? Can you move a bird of paradise, and what's the best way to do it?
Well, you can, but here's my feeling on that.
It's a $5 plant. Just get a new one.
Well, it's not a $5 plant, but it's $15 or $20. And to properly move it, you're talking about, you know, depending on what value you put on your time, but you're talking about, you know, digging a, you know, a root ball out, pruning it back, moving it to a new spot, waiting for it to recover. It's a very fast-growing plant. It's not a particularly expensive plant. You know, if you just want to look at the pure practicality and economics of it, he should just dig it out, do away with it. If he needs one in another place, go buy a new one. But if he wants, if he just sold on, he thinks he has to move it, you know, then you should cut it back, dig a big, you know, root ball, and probably don't want to do it till this winter. This would not be the best time in the world to do that.